Greetings, Internet, and welcome to Episode 8 of Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals looking to overcome the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I don't know about you, but when I look at Instagram, I like to look at a lot of different artists in terms of drawing, illustration, painting, photography, video production, and whenever there's something remarkably awesome, I always see comments that said, "Oh my gosh, what lens did you use? What pen did you use? What did you use to make this?" We inherently want to know what someone else used to create their artwork. But is it because we truly want to be in the know of what this person did, or is it because we are comparing ourselves and our work to what they've done, we see that they're better than us and automatically think, I need what they have. I need that tool. Oftentimes, we ignore what we have because we think that it's not good enough. So, for example, a friend of mine messaged me recently and asked, "Do I learn Premiere or do I learn iMovie?" Now, you can replace those two software packages with just about anything. Do I use a Canon camera or a Nikon camera? Do I use a Tombow pen or a Prismacolor pen? You know, fill in the blanks with your chosen path. And my response to my friend was, "Well, what do you have at home?" Pause. "Well, I have iMovie." "Okay, that's what you should learn then." Not, "Well, you know, if you want to have a career in the industry in 5 to 10 years or tomorrow, next year, you should really learn Premiere." But at the same time, it's more realistic of me to say, "What do you have today?" This story reminds me of just so much of my own pursuit and how I would always look at other people's work and want to be exactly like them. Oh my gosh, when I didn't have a DSLR to shoot video with, I wanted one so bad. And now that I have one, I want the next camera so bad. I am never satisfied with what I have today. And so what happens? It sits there, gathering dust until the next project comes along, which they do. But at the same time, I just ask myself, why don't I enjoy what I have today? And I think it's because when I look at what other people are doing, I am automatically ignoring my own path. I'm ignoring the way that I'm learning. And I automatically think that I can buy a tool, I can buy a lens, I can buy a camera, I can buy anything that will instantly make my work better, that will instantly give me that look that's going to make me more professional, or it's going to make me stand out from my competition, or it's going to make it go viral. There's all these things that creative people think about tools that are wrong. It's usually the tool at hand that is going to get the job done today. Sadly, I know a lot of creative professionals go into debt because they're chasing that look and they're buying all this gear, buying all this equipment to get that look. And it never comes because they end up not doing anything with the gear. Now, not all creative professionals do this, but a lot of them do. And it just bugs me so much because I've done it. I don't like to be in debt because of my past decisions, but here, I'm there. But I've changed those decisions because I want to use what I have at my hand today. Take a moment and really ask yourself, what is it that I'm really trying to accomplish? And do I have those tools at my disposal? If the answer is yes, then what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for something to magically happen with those tools that isn't going to happen if you don't use them? Or is it just an excuse? An excuse that you don't want to do the work? Ask yourself that question. I want to share 5 ways you can focus on what you have in order to move forward. First, take an inventory. What do you have? What tools do you have at your disposal? What kind of pens do you have? What colors do you have? What software do you have? What camera do you have? What do you have? What tools do you have? document the tools that you have. Write them down. Write them down so that you know, and write down the date so that you know what you have and on what date. I don't want you to just inventory your tools. I want you to also take an inventory of what you know and what your passions are. Without those two things, tools ultimately are never going to capture anything because you don't know anything and you have no passion. And so they're just going to sit there and you're going to be, you know, bragging that you have a Red camera even though you don't even know how to use it. Take an inventory. What do you have? Second, realize there is no magic bullet. There's no pill you can swallow. There's no tool that will instantly revolutionize your work. Your work becomes what it is by repeating the creative process over and over and over again. I mentioned this last week on my episode about failure, and I called it the cycle of doing. Do, finish, ship, learn. Your work is going to become amazing over time. But if you just think that you can buy something that's going to flip that switch today, you're fooling yourself. And it's only going to hurt you in the long run. I'm saying this to myself because I've wanted this so badly over the years and it's never come. But what has come in its place is the understanding of process and the understanding of repeating it over and over again, even when you don't want to. Third, creative professional, dear listener, do not compare yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to others. Other people are going to be better than you. Other people are going to be worse than you. That doesn't mean that you compare on either side of that spectrum. What you do instead is I encourage you to celebrate and share what other people are doing. Be inspired by what other people are doing, but act upon that inspiration. Comparison is only going to stop you in your tracks, and your equipment, your tools, your knowledge is going to gather dust. Fourth, when you are ready, seek feedback. If you really want to learn, you need to go through the process of learning, but you also need to open yourself up to the feedback of others. Now, I'm not talking about anonymous feedback that you're going to get on social networks when you share your work. I'm talking about the feedback from people you trust, the feedback from people that will actually matter and make a difference. Do you know who those people are? In a recent interview, Chase Jarvis mentioned a story about Brené Brown and that she carries in her wallet a small list of the people whose opinion matters to her, so that when things inevitably come up from trolls and other people online, she can work quicker to dismiss those voices because they're not on her list. Seek feedback and make a list of people who will give you that feedback. And finally, number five, avoid debt. Please avoid debt. Make smart financial choices. Getting the next gear is great. It helps with growth. It helps you to compete. But at the same time, don't do it at the expense of accruing credit and debt. Get your equipment in time by saving for it, working hard to get it, and making sure that it's matching the work that you're creating today. It is super important. I say this so often to myself and to others. Don't go into debt for your gear. It's only going to hurt you in the long run. That does it for this week's episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you for taking time out of your day to listen. I would appreciate it if you would share this podcast with your friends, leave a review on iTunes, or even give me a shout out on social networks to let me know what you thought of this podcast. I'm at CM Studios on Twitter and Instagram, at Chris Martin Studios on Facebook. Stay connected with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for my newsletter, The Curiosity Lab, at thecuriositylab.net. Now get out there and get to work.